6.5 out of 10, yeah?
Yeah.
8 out of 10 cats.
Turn me up in the headphones. Oh, no, no, no. This is perfect. Bloody hell.
Yeah, yeah. We Ooh. Back.
Yo. Main Chafford podcast episode 91. We in the building.
Yes, sir.
All them effects that Charlie be spraying off. Bow! Jesus.
If you're damn sleeping, you're now awake.
That damn near gave me a heart attack. All right, boys, you already know what time it is. Introduce yourselves.
Big 2L in the building, Don Corleone, at your service.
At your service.
We go again.
Wait.
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 Woo!
We're back, baby. It's E-man. Saying outside.
It's E-man. Hello. Hi. Hi. Hello.
Hello. Yo, motherfucker. Hey. Real. Hi. How you doing?
Yep.
All right. Two Dems, you already know what time it is. Let's get a crack, and I'm going to jump straight into it. So, this is an interesting topic. The Mount Rushmore of 2010's rap. How are you feeling? I think it's that... I think 2010's rap.
So 2010 to 2019.
It more or less writes itself, really. It's Drake, Cole, and Kendrick. But I guess it's who gets that fourth spot.
The fourth spot is in a lot of contention. I think, to give it context, wasn't it B-Dot? Or someone from some podcast posted it and argued who the fourth spot would be.
And this is for rap?
For rap. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
But or hip, you know. Rap slash hip-hop. In the US, obviously.
It's that fourth position. The other three are more or less locked in.
Personally, I would say Nicki.
Yeah, I saw you tweet that and I agreed.
I think it's Nicki. I think, obviously,
there's a lot of interesting names that could be thrown about. I think Future definitely has a shout for his work ethic, and especially that period where I think he dropped like 4 mixtapes and then he came with DS2 and then self-titled Future is, you know, fantastic. And he really did... He brought a lot of new ideas to the table that weren't being expressed before.
That took a really long time. I was watching it just like sorry to cut you off. I was watching it the whole time like, what the hell? But Future does deserve a shout for sure.
Who else you man trying to say?
You could argue Travis.
No.
You could argue it.
I think, yeah, definitely.
It's not in mine, but you can argue it.
I think, yeah, there's an argument to be made. His fandom would probably say yeah, but I don't think so. I don't think he wasn't impactful throughout all of the 2010s.
You could argue that for Future, though. Future's impact only really, like, jumped after those mixtapes.
Yeah, true.
Like 2015 was, like, when DS2 came out, everyone, it was undeniable at that point. Yeah, he had a couple of songs.
Could you say Thug?
Nah, I don't think
shouldn't Kanye West enough. Be there, because My Beautiful Dark Twisted was 2010.
I think the argument for argument's sake, people left him off because he started in the 2000s, so people are just saying that, let's just say, people who begun in the 2010s are the early list, because we obviously
so
will be
class
Kanye.
Of the 2010s then.
Yes. Big Sean.
Do you know what I thought about? I was gonna say he should have been on there, as in he was going in that directory. But
there's a lot of people that should have been on there. ASAP Rocky should have been on there.
Oh yeah, that's lost potential for sure.
You could argue him, but
I mean, in terms of maybe fashion and inspiring people, but musically, he's not. I mean, for me, he's not had a he's not put out enough music. I think that's one. And then his last real good release was
Meek Mill. Sorry to cut you off.
No, that's a shout. That's a really good shout.
Yeah.
For sure. And I really like Meek Mill's character, because the way a lot of people might not have been able to come back from back to back, but he did in a big way as well.
Yeah, you could argue Meek.
Yeah.
But I think there's more solid names ahead of him who have a bigger body of work as far as across the whole decade. Because he's, again, when did Dreams and Nightmare come out? 12?
Yeah, about that.
Oh, yeah, actually, no, you can say Meek.
I think it's an argument. I think the fourth spot is clear as day. Just have to give Nicki her flowers. Like, in terms of what she's managed to accomplish, it is definitely her.
Yeah, I think so too. If you want to go by numbers, again, it's still Nicki. It's still Nicki.
She's ahead of a lot.
She's probably ahead of Cole. Probably ahead of Cole, not Kendrick, but probably ahead of Cole. Yeah, probably when you talk about numbers. Mm. But
she released. She was at one point releasing quite frequently as well. So there's definitely enough of a body of work for her to be able to have a shout as well.
Yeah, 100%. I saw someone try to say Cardi, but come
no.
on.
No.
She what?
Why?
When did she start making music? 16?
Even if
17?
That.
They were just trying to be
controversial. Nah, someone was just trying to be controversial, man. I hope they cooked him in the, or he got ratioed.
Of course. It has to be.
It's ridiculous. And you know how I feel about Cardi, but even I can't back
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree.
Are
you
stupid, dumb, or slow?
I definitely have to agree with you when it comes to Nicki Minaj, because Nicki Minaj, yeah.
Can we say the boys that dropped an album this Friday?
You could argue that.
Me go.
Definitely, because they, you know, it's very well known that their sound
was. When did
Versace
come out?
Was it 14?
14, yeah.
That's a guess, though. I don't actually know. It might be 14.
It was in uni when that came out.
13. Could be 13.
13 or 14. They had a chokehold on the latter of the 2010s.
And I think they've got a classic in Culture One.
Yeah, I think so. I'm happy to call that a classic now. Mm. For sure.
Two for
but they didn't sustain it.
That's like, the problem. Yeah, that was the problem.
Basically, if Versace was whatever, then he didn't sustain it. And then all that happened was what was the song? Raindrop, Drop Top.
Bad and Bougie.
Yeah. Bad and Bougie, yeah. Bad and Bougie came in like 2016. Mm. So that's a couple of years afterwards.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, so and then of course they had their run, they changed the whole entire culture. But yeah,
I think that they're in with a shout. There's a lot of names. I think it's similar to the discussion we had a few weeks ago with regards to
Artist of the Decade.
Yeah, for the UK, it's one of those things. Obviously, people will be in the comments and being like, "How could you forget this name?" You know.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of names that I think deserve to be in the conversation, but it's one that writes itself, really.
Let's say with Ye, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say we take away the criteria and it's just about how big the artist is. When we look at what Kanye did after 2010 compared to what he done before 2010, what side of the fence does he sit on more as far as just him being successful,
2010 and beyond?
Why?
I don't know,
because My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy had changed everything for him. I mean, he came out with like the bathing ape clothing with the shutter glasses.
Right. And then
with the sneaker culture as well, there's the AEZ2s. So then that propelled him into the fashion world.
Right.
And then now he's basically a god in his own right for both industries. There's the fashion industry and then there is the hip hop industry. And he proved it. He was the biggest star for majority of 2010s.
More so than he was from 2005 onwards?
I'm talking about the quality of music that he put out in the 2010s isn't as good as the quality of music he was putting out before then in the thousands.
So you would pick the first half of his discog over his second half?
I mean, after My Dark Twisted Fantasy, there is a decline.
But then that began in 2010. So then what are you saying?
What do you mean? It did, but then that was the peak of it. He peaked in 2010 with My Dark Twisted Fantasy. The rest of the decade, the music wasn't as good.
Yeezus was still there, but then after that, you love T-Lop, which is,
but it's not.
It's a good album. I know what you're talking objectively. The quality of music declined.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I love The Life of Pablo, is my favorite Kanye West album, but I can admit, in comparison to his other works, just even in terms of how it's created and how it, you know, it's not. It's clearly someone. It was clearly made sporadically, if that makes sense. There's no logic to T-Lop, whereas everything else was before that was so beautifully done.
And I will also say, I think his biggest hits were before 2010.
Yeah, definitely.
Obviously, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was his most successful work as far as like critical acclaim, but there wasn't any song on there that actually charted very high, like compared to like Gold Digger, compared to Touch the Sky.
Even
those more iconic songs from Graduation and Late Reg.
Can you believe that those songs are older than 10 years?
Bro.
That's sickening.
It's crazy. Jesus Walks, how old is Jesus Walks now? 16 years now, maybe even more.
What, that person, yeah. If someone was born the day Jesus Walks came out, could be in year 11.
He's a zoomer, bro.
He's
a zoomer. Jesus Christ.
No Kurt.
100%. Yeah, no, there's an argument for Kanye. But I think music, if you just want to talk about specifically music,
yeah,
I think the first half is probably, there's the numbers are there, that the impact is there. It's just the mere fact that My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was in 2010. If it was 2009, I don't think we'd be having this conversation.
Oh yeah.
To be honest.
And I do feel that the music does decline.
Yeah, it's a shame.
I mean, he had his run, and I think his head, it's really difficult to just focus on music when your head's in other places, which is what I think we've seen.
There's a new album coming up.
But
apparently.
Then again, no, but hold on. But you then there was
fucking Jesus.
Watch the Throne. Then there was Watch the Throne. So yeah. Then how can you say everything after My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was...
I still feel there is a decline. There's definitely good moments, but I just don't think his impact, he shouldn't be in that conversation.
Watch the Throne and Yeezus have moments. Remnants of him still being in that creative bag. If Watch the Throne, arguably, like I hear My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy yay on that anyway, to be honest with you.
Mm.
But yeah, after that, after Yeezus specifically, after Yeezus. During Yeezus as well.
You can even, as
during Yeezus.
As much as I like it, I get why people don't. And then fucking yay, that he should have kept that. And then what's the latest one?
Jesus Is King.
That's a good name album. That's a decent album. Don't try shit. No. Have you listened to it?
Yes, of course.
Right, cool.
I wasn't.
Have you listened to it several times?
Yes. How many times? Feel about it?
But we can count on your hand.
The album's rubbish.
There
but,
you go.
But I think it's better. Me. I think it's better than Ye though.
Hey.
Actually, do I think it's better than Ye?
Hey. I think they're both as
apples
bad
apples and oranges,
trouble.
Bro. Hey. Those albums are S.
Hey.
Those albums.
Two back.
Have you listened to Yandi? Have you listened to Yandi? The unreleased.
No. I heard one track off of the unreleased, but no, I haven't listened to it in its entirety. Mm.
Nah, Nicki's got a fight for not making New Body a thing.
Yeah.
Her verse on that was fire.
Flames.
But
we're saying Nicki, yeah.
I'm gonna give it to
we're
her.
We're gonna sit with Nicki.
I think her impact has been pretty huge. You can see from her fan base with the Barbs, so I'm gonna give it to her.
Shouts out to the Barbs.
We come in peace, that's what I'm gonna say. But you wanna give it to Ye? You can give it to Ye.
No, it's just I would personally give it to Ye because he is the one who basically, if there was no Kanye West, there wouldn't be Drake.
We know.
So
I think Drake knows that.
That goes without saying.
Yeah.
That goes without saying.
If there was no Kanye West, there's no a lot of people today. Or that would the barriers that he broke down.
I was going to say something outlandish.
What?
I was going to say, if there's no Kanye West, there's no Wiz Khalifa son. Do you remember when he was moving mad and you saying that?
Smoking on KK.
Yo, he's crazy, bro.
Oh,
hold
God.
On, there's a train going by. there's a thread on Twitter, yeah. Where it has his best moments. I swear to God, yeah. Every time Kanye West does something stupid, I get really pissed off. But then I realise how much of a legend he is.
Oh,
he is so funny.
Hold on, there's a train going by.
Hold on, there's a train going by.
And hold on, the Maybach, on the Maybike.
If you can calculate and if you can sell the product, then
you can make money
off the product. Now,
I listened to that interview. Yeah, listen, you go back and listen to it. Everything
I love Gaga.
He was saying,
he was right.
It's right now.
What the fuck does she know about cameras?
I like some of the Gaga songs. The fuck she know about cameras?
Hey, he's the best. I'm sorry.
Oh God,
he's done so many outlandish things that we can't forgive him. But I'm sorry, he is the GOAT, man.
Oh, he's too, yeah, for sure.
Go back and listen to all of his interviews and you'll actually understand.
The Breakfast Club one might be the maddest one.
Which one? Because there's two.
The one,
is it the one where Charlamagne tells him straight up he doesn't like the album?
I think so. He was wearing black.
Yeah.
He was wearing a black tee. That one, yeah. Every time I see clips of it, I'm like, shit. He was right. So, hey, shouts out to Ye, man.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah, he's definitely in the shout. I'm going to give it to Nicky, but I'm not mad at Ye being in the conversation.
Who would be in this? Let's predict this.
This
decade.
Drake is.
He's a juggernaut,
he's,
man.
He's not in. He's not in.
Interesting.
He's not in.
You're giving it to some new kids, some new cats.
No. I'm just saying that there is. The reason why he will not be in is because there was a cold war between Kendrick Lamar and Drake.
A cold war, yeah. The Soviets.
Because they're just. Listen, they're going back and forth. I'm seeing like the lyrical breakdown and what people think as a theory of what it really could be, and like when you listen to it, it's pretty amazing on how like Big Sean has never been a part of this whole Cold War. Big Sean has just been somebody who's just been yelling, like, why are you saying this? Why are you saying that?
Man yelling at clouds.
Yeah, and basically the whole camp is saying that Big Sean has nothing to do with this. Me and Big Sean were good. But
they were all directed.
Drake, Kendrick Lamar, they're going back and forth.
And they've been going, I think you've sent this video before, and they've been going back and forth for years.
They've been going back and forth for years, but there is like a new video where basically this new video says that Kendrick Lamar, this is on Poetic Justice. So Kendrick Lamar basically says on his second verse, in the most like coded way that Drake doesn't write his bars, and the way like the person breaks it down, do you know when Drake says I can never write my wrongs unless I write them down for real? So in the second verse you hear Kendrick Lamar speak about how
these words are taboo, blah blah blah.
Yeah
okay,
this is but he goes into how, like, go back and listen to it, everybody who's listening, go back and listen to the song, and then you will see how Kendrick Lamar is confirming that Drake doesn't write his bars. Now, from that point, there's been a disconnect from that very point, because they've not come back together to make a song. They've not come back to do anything together. From that point, it's been very much a disconnect, and they've been beefing each other back and forth. So the video I sent, that's like them breaking it down or how the beef
thing
is.
The language is just a Kendrick diss.
Yeah, that's been a Kendrick diss. Everyone could have, like, everyone knew at the time when that came out that was a Kendrick diss. And then he did the cipher, didn't he? Where he was like, I tucked the sensitive rapper into his pajamas.
Yeah. And then
or something like that. Yeah. I like that freestyle, man. Or that cipher. What else is there?
So what, because of this Cold War, Drake can't be in this upcoming?
Nah. And I think he's retiring this, because, I mean, Drake has done a lot. He's been successful. Nothing, but I think now it's time to give it to someone else. And I think Kendrick Lamar will showcase within his next album that Drake is not the guy.
We'll see. Yeah. Do you know what? It's a shame. I think it could have really been... both of them died, but I think X, Pop and Travis would definitely have been...
Pop, definitely.
Pop was ready to...
Pop,
my
100%.
God.
Travis, yeah. Travis is a safe bet. Cardi... Maybe
she needs to. I need to see another album from her, though.
No,
we'll make a decision.
I don't think so. I think if it's no, I think it's actually Terry Wack.
I don't think she'll be big enough, though.
No, I think
we're not just talking about
amazing
quality of music. You're talking about like potential. Doge is pretty, is in with a shout. Actually.
Yeah, but if we're talking rap, I think Terry Wack outdoes Cardi B.
That's fine. If you're
in terms of rap, yes, but I think she will outdo her, because I think Cardi B's finished. I think people have had enough of her.
No, I don't think so.
Nah,
no.
Meg Thee Stallion, I mean...
Meg did it to herself, though. I've never seen someone like...
Because the thing is, with hip-hop, I don't want to include ageism into it, but... With women, usually they go for the younger individuals, and if you can't, and women, it's a completely different environment. Like Cardi B, she has a child, she has to take care of the child, like she has to do a lot. I'm not trying to put some.
I still see
patriarchal sort of picture out there just to say that, but the way the industry would use female acts is completely different to the way they use male acts. I think she is, if her next album does whatever numbers, I think that's it. I don't think she's going to continue. I don't think there's any extension for
but
her.
But then I don't.
Maybe within the same way that Beyonce has done a clothing line, the same way that Kylie Jenner has done her makeup line. Mm. Maybe that might be for her. But as a female rapper, I don't think she
My only
extends.
Rebuttal to you on that is I just... Okay, so you say I don't think it would be Tira Wack that would do it. I think she's cool, but I don't think it will be her. In terms of quality of music, it's good, but I feel there's people that they could push further.
She doesn't have a commercial appeal.
No, but I think she's the weirdo that could be the next Missy Elliott. That's how I see her.
Yeah, okay.
So that's why I'm saying Tira Wack. And the thing is, she's still young enough to continue.
Yeah, of course. I don't think she has enough commercial appeal. I think, I don't know, it depends if you want to call Doja a rapper. But
I don't think she is, man.
Would you not say?
No.
She's so big and pop now that she can't be a rapper. Okay, she's a pop star now.
But then Drake is a pop star.
Nah, Drake's still a rapper, though.
He's still a rapper.
Doja's a pop star, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
She's a pop star. And that's not a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a slight. I just think she is a legitimate pop star. And that's a good thing for her. She can dominate that, but I don't ever see her really being a rapper.
I don't really see anyone, apart from Trav, I just don't know what the next 10 years looks like.
A little Uzi?
Yeah, actually, to be fair. I was going to say him, but I don't know if... Because he could give you a stinker.
Playboi Carti?
Get the fuck out of here.
Whole lot of red.
Whole lot of trash.
Whole lot of trash.
Oh, nah. No way. Yeah, it's good. For this decade, it will be very interesting. I think it's more or less impossible to pick. Especially because it's such a fresh decade. Someone could come out of nowhere. And then really change that. So
Corday?
I don't know. With him, it's going to depend on...
Next album.
Next album and what commercial, how commercially big he can get.
Yeah,
but he's got the potential. And if you're dating one of the most famous people in the world, it helps, for sure.
Yeah,
because people that I don't think would have known him that definitely know him now.
Yeah,
being Naomi's boyfriend.
That's a fact. He said, "My girlfriend's a tennis star. You guys are dating hoes." I said, "Wow, that's a bit rude."
Harsh but fair.
Damn.
Maybe even Polo G.
Maybe.
He's a shout. He's definitely a shout.
DaBaby.
Oh, Lil Baby, of course.
DaBaby. Lil Baby.
Not Lil Baby. Not Lil Baby, not DaBaby.
Lil Baby.
Lil Baby.
Please
DaBaby.
Save DaBaby.
I think.
Lil DaBaby for sure.
Even though DaBaby is very much a pop star, I think he has.
He's the most note man I've ever heard in my life.
He can still continue in any way, shape, or form he wants to, I believe. And then there's Lil Baby, and then there's Gunner as well.
Roddy Rich.
Yeah, Roddy is a shout
Roddy
for
Rich.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because Roddy, even looking at his like mixtapes before, obviously, his most recent album, he's got talent. Like, he's been putting in work. He's someone that deserves it as well.
Yeah, for sure.
There's definitely been a progression as well, which I've enjoyed seeing.
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, no. I guess to conclude, it's pretty fair that we've it's between Ye and Nicki for us on that Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, 100%.
Fairs. All right. So next topic, the boys are back. The three of them all together on the same project.
Mama.
After that, their terrible solo efforts. Well, Offset's was all right, but the other two were pretty bad. The Migos released their latest album, Culture 3.
Splash.
How are we feeling?
Mama.
I liked it, man.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
It was definitely
good.
A return to form for them after how bad
good
Culture
vibes.
2 was.
Good vibes.
For sure.
I listened to it once. It didn't really catch me.
I think the first five songs are very strong.
Yeah.
Very, very strong.
Oh, that Drake verse was... He was cooking.
It was long.
Put on the Drake.
Well, it was a long verse.
What else are they gonna play?
That was Drake featuring the Migos, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But that was good. I also enjoyed Jane. And I think Modern Day is probably the best song on that album for me.
I quite like the Cardi B song, man.
Really?
I think it's really good.
Oh, fair enough. I'm gonna go back and listen to that then. I didn't really take it in.
I quite like it. Her verse is good.
Yeah, nah, I was really impressed.
I personally like, along with a lot of people complained about it, I quite like her verse. I think she sounds quite hungry.
Okay, well, I'll give that another listen.
As I said, I listened to it once. I didn't really go back.
Where did you listen and when?
This was yesterday, and this was around 11 o'clock.
Were you working?
Yeah, I was working. But the thing is, I'm always listening to music. But the reason why I didn't go back is because I was listening to Mac Homie, Griselda. Yeah. But I was listening to Pray for Haiti, and I really enjoyed that. But not to take away from the topic at hand, which is the Migos. As I said, I listened to it once, and I wasn't really gravitated towards it. So,
which I can see happening. It's a long album as well. I think about an hour and something.
Yeah,
it just doesn't need to be that long.
Second half, I did switch. Yeah, off a
it was
bit.
The second half isn't great. I think that's fair to say. They just don't need 20 songs. I think if they gave us 12 songs, it's cool. And they put all the best songs on the first half of the album anyway. So I don't see this whole thing of like 18 plus songs. It's still in my head.
Streaming numbers, baby.
Of course, but like, it's the quality of music is suffering so much. Mm. Or the quality of albums in general is suffering so much.
Yeah, it's a shame. But I think overall, there's still, people were worried because the rollout was a bit, it was quiet. A was the first the name of the first song Straightening, which was I think was a good song, but it just didn't generate enough hype, which we're used to expecting from the Migos.
Yeah,
so people are a bit worried, but I think they delivered. I think
I would have to say I agree. I think yeah, for sure. The rollout was definitely weird, which is a topic I think might as well mesh the two together. But yeah, the importance of a good rollout, man, is just
it's important.
It's diminishing now, I feel.
Yeah, I think it's kind of changing. I guess we spoke about it with Deej as well, because it's slowly beginning to evolve.
Is there a rollout anymore?
Certain artists, yeah, 100%. Like, the big artists still do rollout. J. Cole had a rollout. I think his rollout was quite good. I think besides picking
Interlude. Has the rollout become shorter?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like when we was younger, the rollout was like damn near 2 months.
Couple months, yeah.
But now it just feels like it's like, oh, I've got something and it's coming in two weeks.
I have a bone to pick with TDE.
Go on.
I have a bone to pick with TDE. I feel like it's been brewing for a while, but I feel like I'm at a point now where I'm actually like pissed off with them as a label. Because I feel like they take too long to put certain albums out. And I feel like it's good for certain artists because, you know, certain artists, we're happy to wait, let you live your life 4 years, 3 years. 2 years, whatever, take your time, especially with the level of artists they are. But for example, SZA put out, what song was it?
Good Days.
She put out Hit Different. Normally after two or three singles, there's a release date, there's an album, there's something tangible.
And Good Days did well, so
it was top 10.
Yeah,
and they didn't even have the video out. What's going on there? Even with Isaiah Rashad, right?
Yeah, that pissed me off as well.
He put out a single, right? I think they've pushed back the album again. And it's just making me think, okay, look, we understand it's a pandemic, so, you know, fair enough. But, you know, give the fans something to look forward to. Let them get their albums out. It's just been far too long.
Yeah,
the gap is way too long. With Kendrick, fair enough. He's an alien anyway. He'll come and go as he pleases. But for the artists who are not as big, for somebody like SZA, we've had how many albums? We've had a Summer Walker album come out since then. We've had a LMA album come out since then. People who are building their own building blocks, whereas TDE are kind of sitting on their thumbs a bit, and they have the most talented roster.
And J-Rock won a Grammy as well. So
what's the hold up? What are you waiting for?
I think they're probably just worried about the pandemic. That is literally it. But I can't see that. Like, is that what you said? Like, SZA dropped two great songs, and there's just been no push. It's like they kind of just stopped.
I don't understand it. And I think with their rollouts, they don't do it very well, in my opinion. Unless they're named Kendrick Lamar, they don't do good rollouts.
That's a fact.
Q kind of does his own thing, which is fine, even though he is TDE. But everybody else, I feel like they dropped the ball on them a fair bit, in my opinion.
We just have to wait and see how that plays out. But it is disappointing. I think the importance of a rollout, I feel like, is disappearing. And that make me excited for the project, you know?
Generate some hype. Give me something to look forward to.
110%. I don't like even the mess of a rollout. I guess that you'd argue. Obviously, we all know why CLB's had a bad rollout, but like, it's just, it's so stop start, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't help generate excitement. It doesn't help me look forward to the album. It's just they need to really focus on how they want to generate the hype for these projects now.
What's the last good rollout you guys know that there's been?
I'm trying to think.
I quite like J. Cole's because it was like a week.
Yeah, but that's not really a rollout. Even that week gap, I kind of chuck it in the surprise album drop.
I think it's a rollout though, still, because he had the.
But he's so big, he'll be.
He doesn't
fine.
Have to do it, but no. Like he had the LA Leakers. He put out the track list. He put out the documentary.
Mm.
He went and played basketball in Rwanda. So it's all, it is a rollout, but it's just very, very compact. It's in like a week, as you said. It's a shorter time frame, so people's attention is not, you know, all over the place. The only thing I didn't like was the fact that the interlude was the single. Like, that doesn't need necessarily
that was
to be
a poor choice. But I guess
he can do that because it's him.
I think he just wanted to give people a taste of what they can expect and what the album would sound like.
Right.
That was probably the thought process with the interlude. But yeah, it's a decent roller. I can't think of a good one that I've seen in a while. It's a question I'd have to think about.
Yeah. Same.
The Weeknd did a good rollout as well.
Oh yeah, and then becoming that character.
Yeah.
That was clever.
But he's always been very aware of his aesthetic and how he can market and sell that. Something that people don't necessarily think about, and he does that very well.
Yeah, definitely.
But
no, I think going back to the Migos album, I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. I think it was an improvement on Culture 2, and a lot of them, they all had moments where they sounded hungry, which was important. Like, they knew what people had been saying. They'd been saying, you know, the Migos might have fallen off, but they definitely showed they've still got something to say and they're still around. So
yeah, take off the MVP for me.
For real, man. That boy don't miss.
In his bag.
For real. When he's, like, flowing like that, you can't defeat him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who EP'd his previous first project. I mean, it was just, I don't know. I don't know where he was going.
Yeah, that.
I think that sort of music is really just for the pandemic. That's what he made it for. Because it was just like, you listen to it and you're just chilling. You're not doing anything. You're just relaxing your knees. You know what I'm saying? Because when I really listen to that project, I'm like, take off armor, going to a vacation. I'm like, I don't care, man. I don't want to hear it. That was trash first. Listen.
I can't believe I had a song called Vaccine. I felt sick.
Vaccine.
Yeah. All right. Well, final topic for today. I'm not sure if you've seen it, but.
Loki.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic episode.
What'd you say?
I really enjoyed it.
I thought it was wonderful.
I really enjoyed it.
I saw those stones and said, what the fuck you guys doing around here?
He couldn't believe what he was seeing.
I mean, it doesn't really make sense in terms of like the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because when you touch a stone, you're supposed to shred into a million pieces. And
well, I guess it's the idea that the TVA is so powerful that nothing works. It operates outside the law. So whatever that tells me, whatever is coming in the next three phases must be huge. As in, it's got to be Galactus, in my opinion.
Yeah, probably.
Galactus. No, but the fact that they have just a couple of Infinity Stones just there.
Just lying around. Man holding on to them like trinkets.
Man, I was holding like Skittles, bro.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Nah, it's a very clever idea. I like what they're going with. I think, yeah. And I wasn't sure if they were going to show Loki his whole life, but I thought that was really
Man's watching it back, like, catch up, bro.
That was the greatest
aspect. That. Because Loki is the bad guy, then he turns into a good guy. Well, I don't want to say a good guy, but
more
like,
anti-hero.
Yeah.
Anti-hero is the word. And then, like, he's now the bad guy again. And then he disappears.
Typical, isn't it?
And then now he sees his life coming, he sees his life ending.
Mm. Man had a hell of a day as well.
Hell of a day.
Man just got defeated by the Avengers and then went and fucked up, and now he's being arrested by the TVA.
Watching both his parents get like killed, well, both die, and then having watched himself die. It's just like, damn, what a life.
What a horrible death as well. Man got checked
out. And then
out.
Man told him his purpose in life was just for this. You are here to do this and this only.
Mm.
That's it.
All right, let's get into our theory bag, I guess. It's the fact that you can't, there is a bit of logic not there though? Because you can't tell me what the Avengers were doing. You didn't want to interrupt that.
No, because
they were running around they like they were packed.
But isn't it that they know what's going
to
happen though?
Yeah, they know that they like allowing them to correct the timeline. They've basically allowed them to do their job.
Well, yeah, I saw that, and I saw another theory stating that that was supposed to happen. So that's right. That's why the TVA didn't get involved. But I'm like, these men were really messing with the time, like with time.
So what did they do with Steve Rogers? He went back to put that's what my main question was to put the stones back or whatever it is he did.
And he didn't come back to his time.
No.
Or he did, but he came back as an old man.
No, but then Steve Rogers. Okay, so basically Steve Rogers was still his unfrozen self. So basically he was frozen, then he's unfrozen, and he's still within that timeline. But Peggy Carter had spent a lifetime with the one that came back already.
Got you.
And okay, then he wasn't there. So yeah. That's when he decided, okay, I know that my younger version is going to come and see me as an older version. Let me disappear.
Okay, all right.
And then I come back, and then now I come and see what's really going on. Because he's already seen the whole entire event. He knows everything that's going on. So he decides to not interfere. He just basically says, I'm coming here to chill with my wife. That's it. Everything else is none of my concern.
And just went to go bust a two-step with Peggy.
Yeah.
How do we think the show is going to go?
I think it's going to, as you can probably tell, give us more insight into what the multiverse will be. Maybe give us an idea of what the next saga is going to be.
Got to be fed up at this point. I'll be flipping tables.
Bruv. Hella timelines, bruv.
Just splintering off. Like,
long.
Yo.
We'll see. One thing which is good to see, I keep saying this every time they put out a show, like, it's good to see like the actors show their range a bit, because Tom Hiddleston is like, he's a sick actor, isn't
it? Yeah.
So for him to actually get into his bag and just show more range of Loki in that one episode was cold. Go on.
He's supposed to be, he auditioned to be Thor.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah.
That would not have worked.
He needs to put on the muscle, boy.
Yeah, for real.
He was going to put on the muscle, and then they said,
there's no
nah,
need.
We're going to choose somebody else. And then they said, you know what? We could choose you for Loki.
It worked. He's been a great Loki.
He's quality. That's a perfect casting.
Really enjoyed his performance. He's done a great job. And I really feel like this could be their show. Because do you know what I was thinking? I was like, as much as I've enjoyed aspects of these Marvel shows, I can't rewatch them. There's no episode I can go back to. Not that you can do that with a lot of shows, but it'd be nice if you had an episode that you can go back to and re-enjoy. Like, with Invincibles, I've gone back to like episode 7 and 8 multiple times. But it's just because the rewatchability factor is there, which the Marvel shows just haven't had at this point. Like, once you watch them, you've seen it. And I think Loki could be the first to have that.
Yeah.
Possibly. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, I want to see who he's beefing. Apparently the Loki that they're referring to might be a woman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from a different timeline.
Oh, interesting. So yeah, it probably would be, wouldn't it? Yeah, no, it was a good start. I was quite impressed. I didn't have any expectations, to be completely honest with you.
That's what they're saying. It's a theory. It might not be correct.
Fair.
But yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see the direction which Marvel's going in. I'm on board for this particular ride. Could it be the best of the three that they put out so far? It looks like it's got the potential to be.
There's no reason why it can't be. Yeah. I don't think the bar is.
I don't think any of them actually. Maybe Falcon and the Winter Soldier was probably the worst one out of all of them, but it still was a great.
It was a good watch. Yeah, nah, it was definitely a
good watch.
Yeah,
but in terms of ranking, it's the one that's the least.
Yeah, I get that. That's a fair opinion. But yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to what they do with Loki. It seems that it's the one that's the most out of the box. And to top that off, Kevin Feige said this is the one that will actually really impact the MCU
moving forward.
So yeah,
let's see what they cook.
They've created something good.
Marvel boys
for real. All right, I think that's the final topic for today. So
I actually know, you know what, we could talk about how the fact that what's this, my man's gonna delay 21st.
Yeah, I'm not that upset. He has no choice. Like,
why'd you say that?
Do you know what, I might have rushed into that a little bit, in the sense that although the numbers are rising, I think the vaccine has stopped the relationship between admissions and people dying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's doing its job. Maybe they don't have to, but I think people are concerned about the numbers rising and that it could translate still into rising hospital admissions and people dying.
So we should listen to the government.
That's not me saying we should listen to the government. I'm saying let's listen to the stats that are there. There's a huge difference. You can't go outside if there's nothing to go outside for. That's like saying I don't agree with the first lockdown, but I'm still gonna go out. I'm gonna go outside. You can't go outside anywhere.
You could, if my heels empty.
Are you trying to kick down doors to the pub? Like, it's not gonna work.
They tried. And they got fined.
That gym guy, that gym owner, that said I'm not closing my gym.
He tried the common law thing, and the common law thing didn't work. So
The common law thing don't work when there's five feds outside your house or your gym.
Yeah.
So what are you saying? You don't think they should do it?
It doesn't make sense because we're already open. We're already outside.
Well,
we can do everything that we actually can do. The only thing is, it's not legal requirement for us to do.
So
what
June 21st would have got rid of was like
everything.
Wearing masks inside wouldn't be a mandatory. Rule of six would have been gotten rid of. Like it would have done.
Like
a lot.
What are we
clubs
doing
would
now?
Have been able to open.
Huh? Pubs are still open. Restaurants are open.
Yeah, but not at full capacity. Like you can't.
Shops are still open. Everybody where you're supposed to be, where you get your needs. Everything is open. Hospitals are packed. You can go in, get vaccine, and get virus, and come home.
Can't go to the club.
And what it will do is the final hurdle. Everything will go.
To be honest, at this current moment, we are 90% there. We're just doing the 10% so that people feel fine. It's a placebo to me.
But see, this is the thing is, you can't have said, we want to have the over 80 or the at-risk people vaccinated by February 15th. You've done your job then. Like, I don't get it. Like, there was always going to be a rise when you allowed us to go outside and go in places. So this, to me, is... I don't get it. I can see why they want to do it, because the science is saying cases are rising. But if you're telling me that the vaccine is supposed to stop the link between getting it and falling ill, then I don't see what the issue is. They're gonna do it anyway, because their man will fall because people are telling them to. But
that's the thing. I just feel like people are scared for unnecessary reasons, because you can go outside. You can go inside to a pub right now today. I mean, all you have to do is book a table. People are going to... I mean, well, we're recording this Saturday, the 12th of June. So tomorrow is the England game for the Euros, right? Just see how people's behavior will just vanish from this virus talk. You'll see people. I mean, if African people decide to wear England kit, all this Black Lives Matter clash that happened last year, bruv, that's dashed out the window. That talk is dashed out the window. This coronavirus is dashed out the window. Everybody's going to come together and have one wholesome, joyous time tomorrow. So this talk about, oh yeah, we need to be careful of the cases and this, it's, to me, it's fear-mongering. It's been fear-mongering, bro. Like, right now, we're living in a decent time. If you're talking about, like, the hurdles that we've had to come to get to this point. At this current point, we're enjoying.
Yeah.
We have everything we need. They're only saying that we can't have it to the fullest. We're going to have it to a certain amount.
So you're not...
Just open it, bruv. Open it now. Open it now, bruv. I can go to the gym. I can go to the gym right now.
Their biggest issue
I can go
is
to the cinema.
The cases, right? Yeah, their biggest issue is the case.
So why didn't you... Bro, how long is it... This has been from May. What? When was the time where they said you can go indoors? May 17th up until now. So 2 weeks. Is it 2 weeks?
About
this is 3 weeks. 3 weeks now, yeah? Actually, maybe even four, but 3 weeks. Yeah? 3-4 weeks. Everything has been fine. Even last week, they reported that there was no COVID deaths. And now all of a sudden, cases are rising.
Bro,
in the warmest time where everybody's well, when everyone's gonna do a mashup tomorrow. I think this is just fear mongering.
They're going to do their thing. It's not going to matter because they are now nervous because previously when cases have risen, they've not acted. So now they're seeing it happen. They're going to act. That's the bottom line.
Listen, man. Boris is blonde.
That's a fact.
Yeah, you know.
My man didn't even get a trim for his own wedding. That's not someone I want to interact with.
Fuck, nigga. That's the shit I don't like. That's how I feel about him.
For real. Yeah, man.
All right, music.
Let's just go straight into the music.
Yeah.
Pray for Haiti.
Okay.
Pray for Haiti. Matt Comey. That's the way it starts off, the way it finishes. It's amazing. Yeah,
I hear that.
Good choice.
I to be honest, there is one song that is with Westside Gunn, but I want to choose this other song because this song's actually the Stellar Ray Theory. I think that's a really nice song to listen to.
Okay.
Right. In the album.
Love it.
Yeah. And it's really important for this Pray for Haiti. I think he's donated some of his masters to a charitable organization.
Dope.
So that they can help Haiti in the time of crisis and things like that. So, real stand-up dude.
Interesting.
Perfect. All right, my choice is Oliver Twist by RD. I picked him a few weeks ago.
You like that song, yeah?
Yeah, I do, man. I can't cap. Sorry. It's fun. Right.
Interesting.
Interesting. Very interesting.
We're judging you, mate.
Judge.
Couldn't care less.
We're judging you passive-aggressively.
I backed the right horse this time.
Okay.
He's gonna. I think he's got the potential to be quite a big star.
Yeah, probably.
We'll see how they push him.
We'll see how it goes. My choice is All White Interlude by Wretch32.
That album came out last week, didn't it?
Kind of went under the radar a bit.
Yeah.
It's got a couple of good songs on there.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
All
yeah.
All right. Well, Main Chafford Podcast, episode 91. You know where to find us.
Bow.
Jesus Christ, Main Chafford and everything.